Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Gideon, the least of them, is the title of my series. And at this point, we see a timid man being changed by God in a massive way. He was just nobody, and now he's about to call God's people Israel into battle. Come, listen to my story. The timid man, Gideon, who just yesterday was hiding in a wine press pit while he was winnowing his wheat crop, in a massive change of character, he's tore down the altars of the foreign gods. He's been named the Valiant Warrior by an angel of God, and now he's picked up the trumpet and started blowing the alarm as the armies of the Midianites have arrived. The Holy Spirit gripped the Valiant Warrior, and he picked up the trumpet and sent out word to all the surrounding communities to come join him as he was going to lead the army of the Lord's people. After word went out, Gideon prayed to God for a sign. Dear God, if you will deliver Israel through me as your angel has spoken to me, then send me a sign. I'll put a fleece of wool out tonight. If in the morning there is dew on the fleece and the ground is bone dry, then I know this is your sign of deliverance for me. As he requested the next morning, the fleece was so wet he could wring a bowl of water out of it, while the ground was bone dry. But Gideon wasn't so sure. Lord, don't be angry with me. I wish to make a second test, just to make sure this is a sign from you. Tomorrow, if the fleece is dry and the ground is wet, I know you'll be with me. As per his request, in the morning the fleece was dry and the ground was covered with dew. Now this valiant warrior was ready to lead the people of God into battle. It looks like as if Gideon's confidence is building. That is, God can rescue them from the power of the Midianite army. For 7 years, Israel has been ravaged by these people, and nothing has been done. Now this timid man is on fire to take the entire army with himself at the front of the line. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.